This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you look at 2018 through the lens of organized labor, it's been most prominently the year of the teacher. Teachers in Arizona and Colorado, West Virginia, and Oklahoma have made headlines asking for better pay and better funding. Last year, a particular teacher in Tulsa, Oklahoma, had had enough, and she is today's installment of our series, My Economy, How Things Feel in People's Everyday, away from the economic headlines.
My name is Teresa Danks, and I am, was a third grade teacher in the state of Oklahoma, and I'm also known as the panhandling teacher. I just told my husband, I said, I'm just so tired of begging. And he jokingly said to me, he said, well, I guess if it gets any worse, you can just make a sign and go to the streets like the panhandlers do. And I said, you know what? I think that would make a very good picture for social media. I said, that is exactly what we're doing. We are begging. So I had him take me over to a dollar store. I bought the poster board, got the markers, and I wrote, teacher needs supplies, anything helps. I was completely caught off guard when people started rolling down their window, not only handing me cash, but thanking me for being a teacher. I had a young lady say to me, a teacher like you is the reason I'm alive today. Like 24 hours later, just everything started blowing up. And so we set up an account and we started the nonprofit Begging for Education. We collected around $40,000 to give back to teachers in the state of Oklahoma last year. After the walkout, come the end of the school year, they were asking us to sign our contracts without even knowing exactly what it was going to be. And I don't know. It's just me. I just said, you know what? I'm not going to be bullied into signing a contract. I started doing online teaching, and I'm actually teaching English to children in China. I was able to replace my income in just a matter of a couple of months and actually make more money doing this than I did putting in about 55 to 60 hours a week teaching in the classroom. I get to do what I love, which is teach. I don't have to deal with any of the political red tape and all the other garbage that's going on with public education. And I don't have all the anxiety and the stress.
We can only tell these stories if you tell them to us. Marketplace.org is where you can do that.